Good morning, everyone. My name's Karen, for those of you who don't know me. Who's afraid of the dark? Oh, quite a few. Why are you afraid of the dark? You don't like the dark? No, I'm not a big fan of the dark. Anyone, why don't we like the dark?
I do.
You do like the dark. Okay, that's good. Because there's no light, yeah, and it's scary, isn't it? And we don't know what's hidden in the dark. Our anxious minds suddenly become wild with thoughts about who might be there. There might be monsters under the bed, or you might have a dark alleyway to walk down, which can be quite scary. But like in the reading, darkness can also hide things. So if you're embarrassed about something, or you know you've done something that's a bit naughty, you might think, actually, it's safer being in the dark. But actually, that darkness will weigh you down and it will cause you sadness. So actually, if you say sorry for those things that you've done wrong, God will forgive you and the light will shine. Now, there's lots of things that provide light, and we're going to look at a few of them and what some of the things that they mean. So we're going to start with Lucy and the lamppost, so the clip we've just watched. When Lucy first comes into Narnia, she finds the lamppost there, and it's one of the first things that she sees. And for me, the lamppost and the light provides her with a lot of reassurance. That lamppost and the light there becomes quite a landmark for her in the film, and when she goes off to meet Mr. Tumnus, she knows that when she comes back to the lamppost, she knows exactly where she is. It's a real focal point for her and a source of reassurance. Now, I like to go camping in the summer with my husband and my friends. And there's nothing better at the end of a day than sitting round a campfire, even in the summer when it's maybe a bit cold. And you can sit outside your tent, and there's something really quite warm and comforting about having a fire in front of you. Even if you're in a field, it might be quite pitch black, that fire provides quite a lot of warmth, and you can sit there for ages, quite mesmerised by the fire. So for me, the fire brings comfort. If you're out driving at night, the only way you can really see is to use your headlights. And your headlights will show you where you are going. They will light the road in front of you and they'll show you the way forward. They'll also show you if there's any dangers lurking. Maybe an animal might run out in the road or there might be a pothole. So the headlights show you the way. And if you're going down a road that's extra dark, maybe there's no street lights, you have the full beam option. Where I work, I often go down a country lane and I'm often flicking my full beam on. So it gives you an extra strong light to shine bright in the darkness. And then finally, the other big source of light is the sun. Probably the most reliable source of light. Every day, without fail, it will rise in the sky and its rays of light will stretch as far as you can see. I love sitting on an aeroplane. If you've ever been on a night flight and you can just see the sun starting to rise and peek through and you get those lovely warm colours of yellow and pink and red just starting to tip up. And then it gets brighter and brighter. And then before you know it, that light is all around you. But one of the things I particularly wanted to say about the sun, and it's important for lots of reasons, is that it gives lots of life. The sun gives energy to help things grow in our gardens, the flowers, the trees, the shrubs. It gives lots of energy, and it also provides a lot of happy things to make us smile. But although we've got all those different forms of light, The Bible actually tells us that it's ultimately Jesus who is the light of the world. He's not just a form of light, he is the light. In John 18, verse 12, he says, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So we don't need to worry about being in the dark and being scared of the dark, because Jesus is the light of life. The other thing that the Bible tells us about light, and Jesus tells us to do, is to be a light ourselves. So in Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16, I'm just going to read. "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." So if we go out and do good deeds and say nice things, we can show our light and the light of Jesus in us. Jesus is the light of the world, and all those things that we've seen in the other forms of light represent who he is as a person as well. So today I'd encourage you to let your light shine, and when you go from here, through your good deeds and the words you speak, let your light shine for others. Amen.